What are the comforts my heart seeks after? These have been the questions on my mind lately. Am I looking for a retreat and a quick exit from the frantic pace of this world? How do I define comfort? No financial worries, plenty of clothes, food and stuff, quietness, rest, and perfect health. So many of these things we crave and desire to the point where we become addicted to comfort, feeling like it's our prize or our ultimate goal or even our right to live a comfortable life. But to gain all the world has to offer means losing Jesus in the process. We often trade the most beautiful treasure we've been given, which is not just the concept of Jesus, but actually knowing him and being loved by him. And we've said in essence, I would rather this world, I would rather have stuff and comfort more than I want you. I've been challenged to ask myself what I consider to be my treasure, as Matthew 6:21 says, "For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also." You see, we find comfort in the person of the Holy Spirit, not in things. Although our Heavenly Father loves to give good gifts to his children, but I think we've been trying to solve our problems and smooth over the rough patches by trying to comfort ourselves with the riches of this world. Matthew 16:26 says, "What do you benefit if you gain the whole world but lose your soul?" I want to encourage you today to come to the source of all comfort when you need someone to lean on. He says in Matthew 11:28, "Come to me, all you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." We will only find true peace, joy, hope, and rest in the one who is called the Comforter. And you can come to him when no one seems to see you or hear you, and he will be your safe place. He will listen and pick you up and place your feet on solid ground. As the old hymn goes, "Turn your eyes upon Jesus, look full in his wonderful face, and the things of earth will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace."